当我们达到了像启示录第七章所提到的这十四万四千人的目标我们每一次的聚会应该是真的是很有福气很感谢的事情。
When we reach to the level of the 144,000 in Book of Revelations, every time we have service, it should be full of blessings and thanksgiving.
不但这样子，我们每一天的生活也一定是不一样的。
And not only that, our daily experiences will also be different.
那这是圣经里头给我们的应许，是一个可以达到的目标。
And this is a reachable goal and a promise in the Bible.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们早日能够拥有，这样是这个天上的敬拜。
And may Christ help us to reach this day sooner.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray together.
第六章在第七节、第八节讲到打开第四印。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, talking about the opening of the fourth seal.
在第八节最后面说，这个要杀害地上四分之一的人。
And in verse 8 says that you will kill one-fourth of the population on the earth.
我们注意到这里提到是四分之一。
And here we see the number one-fourth.
我们再看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
第九章十三节开始在讲到第六位天使吹号。
And chapter 9 verse 13 says mentioning of the sixth angel blowing the trumpet.
第十五节最后面讲到说要杀人的三分之一。
And in verse 15 mentioned that one third of mankind will be killed.
所以这里从四分之一到这里进到三分之一。
And it's reaching towards one fourth to one third.
我们再看第六章的十七节。
Let's turn back to chapter 6, verse 17. Verse 17.
从十二节开始再讲到开第六印。
And from verse 12, It also talks about the opening of the sixth seal.
那在这里已经没有谈到是四分之一或者三分之一。
And here did not mention about the one-fourth or one-third.
在这里已经是全面性的。
And as here, it's kind of like an overview.
在十五节。
And verse 15. Verse 15. And the kings of the earth...The great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains.
16 节.
Verse 16. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
所以在这里是全面性的，绝大地上的所有的这些人他们都这个非常的害怕。
And here we can see that everyone in the world was trembling.
因为面对着这个羔羊的愤怒。
Because they have to face the wrath of the Lamb.
我们再请看十六章十四节。
Let's look at verse 16, verse 14.
十六章。这个十二节开始讲到这个到第六晚。
And from chapter 16, verse 12, mentioned the pour out the sixth bowl.
十四节。
And verse 14, for they are spirit of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of the Lord of God Almighty.
那在这里提到说普天下的众王，这个也是全面性的。
And here also talk about the kings of the earth.
所以这个 六号六印第六碗啊，这个是已经到最后面
了。And the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth bowl, it's reaching towards the end.
好，那看到十一章。
And let's look at chapter 11.
十一章从十五节开始在讲这个第七位天使吹号。
And from verse 15, talk about the seventh angel blowing the trumpet.
请念十八节。
And let's read verse 18. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophet and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
那这里谈到那个时候到了。
And here, talking about the time has come.
再看十六章。
And let's read chapter 16.
十六章十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
到这个第七碗了，说成了，结束了。
And the seventh bowl concluded everything.
所以这个七印七号七碗啊，它彼此之间有着这种平行啊以及程度的这种关系。
The seventh seal, the seventh bowl, and the seventh trumpet have this parallel relationship.
那很大的描写是被包括在这个第七印里头。
And the general overall picture is written under the seventh seal.
这个第七印里头有这个包括着这个第六印所要发生的事情。
And the seventh seal also included what was going to happen in the sixth seal.
那这个七号七碗也包括在这个第七印里头。
And the seventh bowl and the seventh trumpet also included in the seventh seal.
在几年前，在伯恩教会有几位传道同工一起在查考这个启示录。
A couple years ago, some holy workers was studying Book of Revelations in Bowen Park Church.
那他们把这个七印七号七碗他彼此之间的这个关系列成一个表。
And they organize a chart in the regarding the relationship between the seal, the trumpet, and the bowl.
那我有影印的一些放在后面的桌子上啊，等一下聚会结束，我们有兴趣的可以拿一份去参考。
And I print out some copies, and it's in the receptionist area. If you're interested, please take a copy.
请我们看启示录六章十七节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6, verse 17.
启示录六章十七节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
这个在对第六印的描写到最后呢，有这样的一句话说，这个谁能站得住呢？
So at the end of the sixth seal, there is a description in this verse says, "Who is able to stand?"
那这一句话也可以当作是第七章的一个引言。
And this is also a prologue to chapter 7.
谁能站得住呢
？Who is able to stand?
那第七章就来记载谁能够站得住。
And for chapter 7 is the description of those who are able to stand.
那就是属灵的真以色列人。
It is the true spiritual Israelites. They are able to stand. They were able to be victorious in front of the throne.
So, the seventh chapter, the first verse to the eighth verse, is talking about the seal this thing.
And from verse 1 to verse 8, it talks about the seal.
这个第九节到第十七节在描写着得胜的基督徒 真基督徒他们的景况。
As for verse 9 to verse 17, talk about the nature of a victorious Christian life.
请看第七章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree.
这是在解开第六印之后，接着约翰所看到的啊，所看到的异象。
So after the sixth seal, Elder John had this vision.
那这个天使啊，在这个希腊文里头，它其实只是一个很普通的一个用词。
The word angel is actually a very common usage in Greek.
被差遣的人就是天使。
Which means angel just means messenger.
啊，今天老板啊派你到啊到欧洲去出差，那么你就是老板的天使。
So if your boss sends you to Europe for a business trip, then you're his angel.
那所以这个圣经里头很多天使这样的字眼，有时候我们留意一下啊，他是受谁差派的？
As for the word angel, we have to see who sent them.
这个撒旦的使者也被称为天使。
Even the messenger from Satan are also called angels.
因为他也是被差派的，是使者。
Because they're also messengers.
那这里说到啊，有四位这个天使。
And here mention about four angels.
好，再请念第二节、第三节。
And verse 2 and 3, then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God, of our God, on their foreheads."
那在这里提到另外有一位天使呢。他拿着永生神的印。
Here, talk about another angel, with this having a seal of the living God.
那这个也是被差派的。
And it's also a messenger.
那今天教会啊，也是被神所差派的。
By the same token, church is also a messenger of God.
所以这个另一位天使啊，我们也可以把它解释成教会。
So the another angel on verse 2 can also be interpreted as church.
教会在执行着神救赎的工作。
Church is performing the work of salvation.
再请念第四节。
Verse 4, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed.
在这里说到这个受印的数目是144,000。
Here, talk about the number is 144,000.
那这个印啊，这个接受这个印可以啊几个层面来啊来做解释。
And receiving the seal can be interpreted to many different levels.
我们最平常我们直接想到的就是领受圣灵。
And the most instinctive answer we can think of is receiving the Holy Spirit.
那是根据哥林多后书第一章啊，保罗的书信里头所说的。
And which is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 1, quoting from Paul.
那如果是以这个属于神的这个层面来看呢，应该还包括着其他的啊，包括着其他的描述。
But if we're looking from a perspective of God.It should include other description as well.
我们请看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章二十八节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 28. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
二十九。
Verse 29. But he is a Jew.Who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from man but from God.
在这里保罗在讲到这个啊，这个真以色列人。
Here, Paul talks about the true Israelite.
我们再请看罗马书的第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章第六节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel.
第七节。
Verse 7. Nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham.But in Isaac, your seed shall be called.
哦，那这里我们就啊，保罗在强调的啊，就是那个蒙拣选的应许的。
Here, Paul talk about the chosen one and the promised ones.
哦，所以这些所谓的真以色列人到底是谁呢
？So who are the true Israelites?
哦，我们。啊，请再看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
3. 加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
二十八节。
28. There is neither Jew nor Greek.There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
29节。
Verse 29. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise.
那所以我们从这里可以看到说这些受印的以色列人啊，从新约圣经的这些书信里头我们可以看到就是那些在主耶稣基督里头的人。
And from Paul's letters, we can see that the true Israelites are the ones that belong to Christ.
那这里说到那个数目是十四万四千。
And here it mentioned the number 144,000.
那我们知道启示录里头的这些数字啊，它常常只是一个象征的数字。
And we know numbers in Book of Revelations are often figuratively speaking.
好，请我们再看回启示录的第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
这个第五节到第八节呢，他就在讲到每一个支派受印的数目。
And from verse 5 to verse 8, we're talking about the numbers of people from each tribe that receive the seal.
那我们可以看到说这个十二个支派每一个支派是一万两千人。
And starting from the tribe of Judah, every tribe, its number was 12,000.
那如果我们仔细的看这十二个支派的名字我们会发现少了两个名字。
And if we look at these tribes, we found there's two tribes missing.
我们他少了但支派。
It's missing the tribe of Dan.
少了以法莲支派。
And also missing the tribe of Ephraim.
那他加上了这个利未支派。
They included the tribe of Levi.
也包括了这个耶瑟支派。
And also added the tribe of Joseph.
那从历史上来看这个为什么少了但跟以法莲是有它的原因的。
So, from history, there's a reason why the tribe of Dan and tribe of Ephraim was not on the list.
因为这两个支派都跟以色列人的悖逆神拜偶像有关系。
And these two tribes were both participated in idol worshiping and betraying God.
那这个拜偶像是神所最厌恶的事情之一。
And idol worshiping is one of the things that God hated.
我们有时候说这是这个属灵上、宗教上的这种这个不忠淫乱。
And it's often compared to a spiritual adultery.
所以我们在神的面，我们在信仰上我们要坚持信仰。
And so in our faith, we should.Have endurance to keep it to the end.
好，我们请看第七章的第九节、第十节。
And let's look at chapter 7, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. After these things I look, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Verse 10. And crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.
那如果我们接下来看到这里，我们是可以把那十四万四千人跟这里所描写的没有人能数过来，给它连在一起。
And we can make a connection to the 144,000, to the a multitude which no one can number.
哦，所以那个十四万四千人。应该是可以指着这里所描写的许许多多的啊，没有办法数得过来的人。
So the number 144,000 is just describing the multitude which no one could number.
那在第四节是约翰他听见。
And the next verse is
在第四节。
In verse 4 is what Elder John heard.
那第九节是当我观看的时候，我看见。
And as for verse 9, it's the things he looked.
哦，所以听见的时候说是十四万四千人。
What he heard was for 144,000.
哦，那当看见的时候呢？啊，是人非常非常的多，而且我们从这里看到，他不是单纯的指着啊这个地面上的以色列人。
But what he see is something that could not number, and it's just not the and not everyone was the physical Israelite.
所以有时候有人他在解释第七章的时候，会把这两组人是把它分开的。
And some people interpreting these verses, they would separate them.
哦，这个表示说也很看重这个地上以色列人的得救。
And which emphasizing the physical Israelites' salvation.
但是把这个十四万四千人就等于后面所说的没有人能数过来的人，其实应该是更好。
But it is better to say that these two groups of people are actually the same.
因为第九节所说的这许多的人，当然也可以包括这个地上的以色列人。
Of course, the people that in this great multitude can include the physical Israelites.
那以色列人的得救这件事情啊，是在保罗的这个在罗马书里头，他有讲得很清楚。
And regarding the salvation of the Jews, Paul mentioned it clearly in the book of Romans.
请看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章二十五节。
Romans 11 verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile has come in.
Verse 26.
And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away the ungodliness from Jacob.
所以当我们在谈到救恩的时候，当然我们不能够忽略了这个以色列人的得救的这一件事情。
So, of course, we cannot ignore the salvation of the physical Israelites.
所以第九节所描写的这个从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，当然也可以，也包括着这个地上的这些以色列人。
So, from verse 9, the description that of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues,can include the physical Israelites.
好，那这里说到这些人，他们是身穿着白衣，手拿着棕树枝。
And here the description is that they're wearing their cloth in white robes and with palm branches in their hands.
他们都是这个有盖印的。
And they were all sealed.
都是被拣选的都是。凭着应许所生的。
And they were all chosen and were all born according to the promise.
请念十一节、十二节。
Let's read verse 11 and 12. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
那这是这个天上的事情。
These are the heavenly things.
那这个天上也可以常常就是指着这个属灵的层面。
And when mentioning heaven, it's also talking about the spiritual things.
所以这是一个天上的敬拜，这是一个属灵层面的敬拜。
So a heavenly worship is a spiritual worship.
那这是这个神的百姓应该有的一种景况。
So this should be what this kind of phenomenon should belong to God's people.
这也是今天我们所要去追求的。
And this is something we seek for.
天上的敬拜。
A heavenly worship.
属灵的敬拜。
A spiritual worship.
好，请继续看十三节、十四节。
Let's look at verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? Verse 14. And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
好，那这个长老当中有一个问约翰说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？从哪里来的？”
And one of the elders asked John, "Where did these men come from?"
那约翰回答说：“这个我主你知道。”
And John answered, "Sir, you know."
那就是说这些人是从患难中出来，用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And he mentioned that these people are came out of the great tribulation and washed their cloth in the blood of the Lamb.
那这个白衣在启示录里头也是一个重点之一。
And the book of Revelation put heavy emphasis on white robes.
那这个白衣它可以有三个层面。
White robes have three kind of meanings.
第一个在这里说是用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
The first thing is that the robes was washed white in the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道主耶稣的宝血就跟洗礼有关系。
And we know that the blood of Christ is related with baptism.
所以洗礼是一件重要的事情。
So baptism is something really important.
那再来启示录里头所提到的这个白衣跟忍受试炼有关系。
And the white robe also has to do with the enduring the great tribulation.
在这里说他们是从患难中出来的。
And here it says they came out of the great tribulation.
好，我们请参考启示录第六章。
And let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录六章在第九节谈到揭开第五印。
In verse 9, it mentioned the opening of the fifth seal.
那在这里是提到这个神的百姓受逼迫或者受试炼的情形。
And here talk about how God's people endured the great tribulation.
我们请念第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who have been slain for the word of God.And for the testimony which they held.
第十节。
Verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
十一节。
Verse 11. Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants.And their brethren, who would be killed as they were, was completed.
这个受逼迫或者试炼中的这个神的百姓他们向神呼求。
And these people who are experiencing tribulation, they cry out to God.
这个神啊，要他们这个啊，还要安息片时啊，就是还要继续忍耐。
And God told them to wait a bit longer.
但是十一节说有白衣来赐给他们。
However, the white robe was given to them.
所以这个白衣的第二个层面呢，就是那些能够忍受试炼啊，能够忍受逼迫的人啊，他们要拥有白衣。
So the second level, which we interpret white robe, is the people who is able to endure tribulation.
好，那第三个层面的这个白衣啊，就指着我们的好行为。
As for the third level, it's talking about our good deeds.
在启示录第三章一开始讲到这个撒迪教会。
And we can look back to chapter 3 when we talk about the church in Sardis.
在第一节说他们的这个主耶稣知道，请念第一节。
And let's all read verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
第二节。
Verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
所以在这里神说这个撒迪教会啊，他们其实是死的。
And here it mentioned that the church of Sardis is actually dead.
因为这个主耶稣看见他们的行为在神面前没有一样是完全的。
And because God did not find their works to be perfect.
那所以最后来对他们的勉励啊，就是要他们能够得胜。
And God encouraged them to be victorious.
我们请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
所以行为也是一种得胜的一种表征。
So good works is also a representation of victory.
那这个撒迪教会，如果他们在行为上他们能够改正过来，那么他们才能够算是得胜的。
And if people from Church of Sardis is able to turn back and do good works, then they are victorious.
那他们就要穿白衣。
Then they can be clothed in white.
所以是白衣的第三个层面。
So this is the third level of the meaning of white robes.
要有好的行为。
Which equal to good works.
再请看启示录的十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第八节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 8.
第七节，第八节。
Verse 7, verse 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以这里讲到光明洁白的细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And here talk about the clean and bright fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
这也是约翰一书第三章所说的行义的才是义人。
And this is very similar to what 1 John chapter 3 mentioned. Only those who do right things are considered righteous.
就我们再看回启示录第七章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章十五节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. Verse 15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
十六节。
Verse 16. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat.
十七节。
Verse 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
那这个在 描写着那个天上的敬拜，灵里头这个属灵的敬拜。
Here is also a description of the heavenly worship and the spiritual worship.
在神的宝座前，昼夜的在服侍神。
And in front of the God's throne, we worship Him.
那么有永生的盼望。
And this is the hope of salvation and everlasting life.
很专心的在跟随主耶稣。
We fix our eyes on Jesus.
那能够很忠心的来坚持信仰。
And we are very loyal in our faith.
那这个景况啊，是这个真基督徒的一个应该有的一个景况。
So this should be a representation of what true Christians should look like.
一个真正进入了这个啊天上的敬拜的啊，真的是充满着这个满足。
Only when you reach this state, you can taste the full satisfaction.
这个是我们每一个人都正在追求的。
And this is what we are pursuing.
让我们进入那个天上的敬拜，属灵的敬拜。
We're pursuing after the heavenly worship and the spiritual worship.
这个虽然周遭的环境一直的在改变，甚至对我们来说可能是变得更恶劣。
Even though the surrounding around us is changing and may even be worse for us.
但是很多的环境反而是要让我们把事情看得更清楚。
But many of these environments let us see things more clearly.
让我们真的能够更用心、更专心的在这个宝座前来侍奉神。
And through those surroundings, we can fix our eyes on God and pursue the correct things.
可能世界上的人看我们是一无所有。
The people from the world may see us as having nothing.
但是我们实在是拥有在这个属灵里头的那种丰富。
But we are really abundant, in the spirit.
从外在上来看，好像是在受逼迫，好像是在受苦。
And from hourly, it may seem like we're suffering.
但是在信仰，在属灵的这个层面来看，是极其的平安，充满着喜乐。
However, if we look at from the spiritual aspect, it's really peaceful and tranquil.
那跟神的关系也是极其的真实亲密。
As for our relationship with God is truly close and intimate.
从人的眼光来看，好像有悲哀的事情。
And looking from human point of view, we might encounter sad things.
但是在这灵里头的敬拜啊，却满得安慰。
However, through the spiritual worship, we're able to be comforted.
所以启示录里头的一个很重要的重点之一啊，就是做得胜的基督徒。
So one of the main things in Book of Revelation is to be a victorious Christian.
那一个得胜的基督徒，他最终就是过着这个十五节到十七节这里所描述的这种信仰的生活。
And a victorious Christian eventually live the phenomenon we see in verse 15 and 16.
到了启示录的最后二十一章那边所描述的也是类似的情形。
As for Revelation chapter 21 also describes similar things.
启示录二十一章第三节、第四节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4.
那是天上的敬拜，那是灵里头的敬拜。
It describes what heavenly worship and spiritual worship should look like.
那这个已经真的是让人啊超越了这个物质的捆绑。
And they are beyond the physical bondages.
那真的是在灵里头有那种真正的满足跟喜乐。
They can truly be satisfied in the spirit.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
13节。
Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
这些使徒啊，他们就给我们留下榜样。
The apostles left great examples for us.
他们当时所给我们的榜样就是那十四万四千人的榜样。
And the example they left us are very similar to the 144,000.
我们知道外在上当时的信仰环境是非常的恶劣的。
The environment they were in were really harsh.
但是他们已经超越了，他们已经进入了天上的敬拜。
But they already reached the level of heavenly worship.
所以在这里保罗说靠着主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
So Paul reminded them to rejoice.
那为什么能够喜乐呢？
And how can they be rejoicing?
十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能。
And verse 13 answers it, says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
因为在神的会幕里头。
And because they are in the tabernacle of God.
因为有神的同在。
Because they have God's abidance.
因为有神所供，神的这个爱，神的这个圣灵的充满。
They have God's love and God's spirit.
所以就像启示录第七章所描写的，不再饥饿，不再干渴。
And it will be like what Revelation 17 described: there is no more thirst and no more hunger.
那不断的能够从神那里来得着力量，得着安慰。
We're able to continuously gain strength and comfort from God.
所以生活当中总是充满着感谢，充满着赞美。
So our lives is able to be filled with thanksgiving and praise.
那这不是少数人所能够拥有的。
And it's not only for a few.
这个不是只有十四万四千人。
It's not only for the 144,000.
约翰所看到的说，这个很多没有办法数。
Just like what Elder John described, it is the multitude that cannot be numbered.
所以这个是普遍性的可以拥有的信仰生活。
So it is a kind of lifestyle that anyone can have.
只要我们更加的努力，我们一定是能够拥有这样子的美好的生活。
Let us strive harder to live this kind of spiritual lifestyle.
我们一定能够渐渐的来放掉很多不必要的这些牵绊捆绑。
I believe we are all able to let go of many unnecessary bondages.
就像那个启示录十一章第一节进入了在至圣所里头的敬拜。
And we strive to seek to enter the Holy of Holies.
这样才真的拥有一个最有意义的人生。
This way we can live a truly meaningful life.
主耶稣拣选我们，本来就是要给我们这个恩典。
And Jesus Christ chose us is to let us receive this grace.
让我们一起来努力。
And let us all strive together.
一起唱诗225首。
Let's all sing hymn 225 together.